on the phone a very special friend who's been on the radio a number of times, used to be on Carrie Abbott's show quite a bit. I think I had him on during Morning Devotion as well. But we're talking with Steve Delaney. He's the leader of Prodigals International, a real vital men's outreach, men's conference outreach. And this time of year, every year, took a few years off. We'll hear more about that. But the first time Higher Ground Men's Conference has happened in 3 years. And hello, Steve Delaney.
Good morning. How's it going, Mark?
Pretty good. Good to have you back on the radio. Good to have this conference back on the radar for people. It's coming up February 25th. And Steve, tell us a little bit about, first before we talk about the conference, what you do. What is Prodigals International?
Yeah, so we're a ministry focused on supporting men that are struggling with addiction issues around pornography and sexual brokenness. We help men, we help women, really help families in that whole process of repair and renew and, you know, just getting back to what it means to be a child of God. We know that, you know, this can be a very difficult issue for many men, and it goes undetected, it goes hidden. A lot of men feel an incredibly intense amount of shame attached to it. But we also want to reach out to men where, you know, maybe it's something that, you know, maybe it hasn't been kind of to that level of, you know, problematic. But there's a lot of men out there who, you know, it's just hard to have conversation. And of course, with what's happened in the last 3 years, since our last conference, there's a lot of men who've, you know, there's been a lot of upheaval, for men. It's impacted their walk, you know. It's impacted their dynamic of their relationships with their friends, with their wife, with their kids, and there's just been it's impacted across the board. So we offer a counseling ministry as well, where we provide counseling for men. We also provide counseling for partners, wives who've been impacted by their husbands' behaviors. A lot of the work we do is to help mend and repair and reconcile relationships that have been broken by, you know, behaviors that, you know, for men where they get stuck.
Yeah, and I would think that this has only increased and gotten more intense the last few years because of the pandemic, the disconnection. So having a conference, getting men together, I found that that seems to help just the overall mental health of all men.
It does, and we feel like it's about community and connection, right? That being, you know, as Christian men, part of our walk is connecting with others, community, and being able to be held accountable. And in that, we can, you know, really thrive in both our walk and in our relationship with others. And that's been a missing piece, if you think about the last 3 years, especially early in the pandemic in 2020. A lot of disconnect, a lot of separation, a lot of confusion. And, you know, at the beginning, it was kind of novel, right? It was a little different. It was something, you know, oh, okay, I'm going to work from home. Or, you know, my work's kind of shut down for a while. For some, it was, you know, obviously very impactful.
Yeah, if you could work from
home. Right?
Yeah, yeah, a lot of guys can't from
home. And for some, you know, it just completely shut down their job and their opportunity to, you know, provide. Yeah. But so many have been, you know, we talked about this whole, you know, unfortunate, the new normal. And I really don't think those things have completely returned. For some, you know, there has been a return to somewhat normal, but for, you know, at least in the, you know, in the East Side, Seattle, Tacoma area, you know, a lot of high-tech workers, it has not in the chain, you know, there's been that. But the conference itself, you know, we haven't done it for 3 years. We got it in under the wire in February of 2020, right before kind of the shutdown started to occur. And it was really a blessing to have that conference. We had 400 or 500 men that attended that conference in same location in Bellevue at Westminster Chapel in Bellevue. But this is the first time we're going to be gathering in person. We did an online version in 2021. And we haven't had anything since. So this will be our first in-person conference in 3 years, and we're pretty excited.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the format this time. I know some things have changed as well. You have a keynote speaker. What's his name?
We do. Yeah, his name is Nick Stumbo. He's from Pure Desire Ministries out of Portland, Oregon. And Nick is a very dynamic speaker, really focused on supporting men and helping men in their desire to thrive as Christian men in their walk. And it just incredible speaker. I love Nick. We're excited to have him. He has done breakout sessions in the past for us, but he is a very dynamic speaker. And we feel like the men will get an incredible boost of support in, you know, hearing his story, his own testimony. But also just, you know, being able to hear, you know, what it means and what it looks like to, you know, bring our walk back into line with what God's will for our life is. And, you know, he's just a great speaker. And he's going to really be focusing on what it means to thrive. And I think that's, you know, if you think about these last few years, that's something that so many of us, so many men have, you know, have not had the joy in the thriving. And it's just, you know, kind of reestablishing that.
Yeah, the theme
yeah,
for
Nick,
the...
Nick, I'm pretty excited. Pretty excited to have Nick.
Theme for the conference is three pillars: made for relationship, made for integrity, made for calling. So I assume all of these ideas will be dealt with in the different sessions. Now, you're not having smaller, I know in the past you've had these smaller breakout sessions. This time everyone's staying together in the main room. So what was the decision to do it that way?
Yeah, well, we thought, you know, we felt like for our first gathering in the last few years, we thought it would be more effective for men to all be in the same place, and that would allow us to have, you know, consistent messages and consistent themes that everyone can share. And I feel it's really important to be able to go back to your small group or your men's group or, you know, the guys you have coffee with to be able to have conversation about these issues. These are key issues. If you think about some of the impact of what's occurred in the last few years, especially early in the pandemic when there was so much isolation, a lot of men reported just an immense amount of loneliness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you think about sort of the trajectory of a guy's life and then suddenly you're sort of in this completely like, okay, undefined world, what does that do? It impacts your walk. It impacts your ability to provide in some cases. And it just is unsettling. And so I think there's been a lot of that unsettling. And our goal was to just have something really simplified. Make it easy for guys. You know, we shortened the conference a little bit to make it easy as well. And we just felt like we wanted to have four really powerful opportunities to hear speakers. We've got Wendell Moss, who's from the Seattle School of Theology and Psychology, and he's going to be talking about resilience. It's a really important piece if you think about this move toward what it looks like to thrive. Myself and Sam Louie, we're mental health counselors, and we're going to be talking about what has this done from an internal and external, from our walk, from a spiritual perspective, you know, from a mental health perspective. We think mental health is more front and center for a lot of men. Mm. I did an interview and a piece for Promise Keepers just in last fall, where that was the main focus, is really what's going on for men when it comes to mental health, because for a lot of men, it's like mental health means there's something wrong. And we want to make sure guys realize, hey, it's okay to look for outside help. Yes, God is with us and God is for us. But we know that sometimes we need the support of others. And so, you know, Sam and I are Christian counselors, and we're going to really focus on what does it look like, again, to thrive, you know, when it comes to are some of the mental health issues that I think a lot of men have had to face. And they're not debilitating necessarily, but, you know, for some they can be. And then finally, what does a relationship look like? And that's what Garrick Pangan is going to be talking about to close. I mean, you know, relationships have been impacted, and we really want to focus on what does it look like as men sort of search, what do I desire most? What is it going to, how is it going to affect my ability to connect with others? And so, yeah, we feel like those are the main areas that men have really been impacted by in the last 3 years. And we want to be able to give them a kind of a, if you will, a platform for that moving forward.
Okay, sounds like a power-packed Saturday. It's Saturday, February 25th, 8:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. At Westminster Chapel in Bellevue, you can come in person. Yep. There's a live stream option this time as well.
Yes.
And for more details, people just go to higherground men.com.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have not offered a live stream in the past, so this is going to be the first time that, because we have men all over the United States who are going to be able to participate in this conference now. That's a change for us from past conferences. So we're pretty excited to have that available. And we'd love to see you. Higherground Men.com.
Higherground Men.com. Again, Saturday, February 25th, 8:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Steve Delaney, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Really appreciate your time, Mark.